when I first started reading the play, I thought that, I suppose I thought the play was slightly more shallow than I think it is now, full of epigrams and clever people being witty. And the more I've read it, the more these people are, the realer these people have become. And have their own insecurities. You know, Gwendolyn's probably on the shelf, so she's desperate to get married. Cecily makes things up and writes them down in her diary because she's 18 and all 18-year-old girls do that. Lady Bracknell has to cover up the fact that she never had any money, really, but she's married into it, so she's looking for her daughter to do the same thing. Jack, of course, doesn't know his parentage. There's lots of insecurities about all these different characters, and it's not that they're trying to be clever, it's just that they happen to say very clever and very funny things because they mean it, because that's the thing they need at the time, because that's what they want to achieve. And the more that I discovered that, the kind of funnier the play became. So while we're doing it traditionally, set in 1895, and there'll be all the lovely butlers and buttonholes and cucumber sandwiches and all of those things, I hope that we're able to make the characters feel like they relate to us now, as well as obviously being set in their period. That, you know, we've been through those things, feeling like we're in love with someone because their name had to be Ernest, or that's disappointing if it isn't. That we've tried to impress people when we're at someone else's house, that we've gone Bunburying. I'm not sure many people have done that, but you know, but that kind of, that it actually could be us. And I hope that by doing that, the play will be as funny as it always is, but have an element of an element that touches your heart as well as just makes you laugh.